Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, political, prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. Well, it's been about a month since the election, and there is still doubt as to the integrity of the election. Did Biden win the election, or was there organized voter fraud? Maybe even saboteurs in the Dominion voting machine company. So on today's program, I'd like to cover some of the voter fraud issues. But first, a word about this desire on the part of the political right to see President Trump back in office, for him to be there to push back against the agenda of the political left. Now, obviously, this is about election integrity, regardless of who wins. But also the right wants to see Trump back in the White House because he better represents conservative values. But what if Trump doesn't win? Or what if he actually won, but he can't prove it in court because the fraud covers its tracks too well? What then? Can we visualize God's good plan in allowing the political left to run Washington? The other day I was listening to a somewhat popular Christian political prophetic pundit, and he was assured that the Spirit of God told him that Donald Trump would have a second term, but that it would come with much turmoil. Well, is that the power of wishful thinking, fooling one into believing it's the voice of the Spirit of God, like Ezekiel 13, woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing? Or is that a genuine 1 Thessalonians 5:20? Despise not prophetic utterances. Well, for the Word of Faith constituency, one must believe Trump will be the next president, or you're not exercising faith. And if you don't believe 100% that Trump will be the next president, you will not be motivated to work to make it so. But neither of those assumptions are true for me. I will work just as hard to do what is right regardless of the outcome. My labors are not based upon outcomes, but faithfulness in doing what's right. God is often pleased for his people to work for righteousness, even though they may not see the fruit of their labors in their lifetime. And I can have 100% faith in God without knowing whether Trump will be the president. I really don't even understand why Christians feel that they need to know the future in this regard. James chapter 4, verse 15, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. I really don't see any spiritual necessity for the Christian community to know for sure that Donald Trump will be the next president. That knowledge should have no bearing on our work or our joy. Now I know for sure Jesus will return. And I know for sure that an Antichrist will arise and there will be an apocalypse. But even in this, Jesus told the people, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. That knowledge was not relevant to their walk of faith. So why do we feel the need to know from God whether Trump is going to be the next president? You know, that curiosity may sell prophetic books. It may popularize many prophetic speakers. But I recommend that you set aside that need to know. Wait upon the Lord. Now, for some Christians, they have a strong sense that Trump will win because they have the strong feeling that God's plan is to hold back sin and preserve our nation a little while longer. But let's also consider that the Word of God says the apocalypse is coming. Someday there will be a global rise of moral and political leftism. At some point, we are going to start losing as far as this world is concerned. Daniel 7:25, the Antichrist will wear down the saints of the highest one. Revelation 13, all the world will go after the Antichrist, and it was given to him to make war with the saints. In fact, I think we've been losing ground for the last 50 years, but actually someday, America will fully embrace evil, that Antichrist spirit. That's not an attitude of defeatism, that's prophecy. In regard to the presidency of Donald Trump, or any conservative candidate, My prayer has always been the Josiah principle, not in his day. You see, before the judgment of God fell upon ancient Israel, God gave the Israelites one last righteous king. 2 Kings 23:25. Josiah, before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, and with all of his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. And because Josiah was righteous, God said Israel would not be destroyed during Josiah's reign. 2 Chronicles 34:28, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. So your eyes will not see all the evils which I will bring upon this place and on its inhabitants. Why did God protect Josiah from that? Because God was not going to let his people, the righteous, own the coming of the collapse of the nation. They would not be at the helm when the ship goes down. God wanted the destruction of the nation to be identified with the ungodly, with an ungodly king. And we know America is going to go bankrupt someday. There's going to be runaway inflation, terrible unemployment. If that's the plan of God over the next 4 years, I actually want Biden to be in the White House. And God may be removing Donald Trump to spare the Christian community of having to own that collapse. So I can accept the will of God in putting Biden in the White House. But let's say the plan of God for Donald Trump is to get a second term. Consider how wonderful it is that President Trump did not have an immediate victory. That instead he has to fight and expose the corruption in the system. What has happened in this election is really a godsend. It shows that evil people will cheat. Isaiah 59:11, justice is far from them. Justice is turned back. Truth has stumbled in the streets. One of the purposes of the Trump administration is to expose evil. And he certainly tends to bring it out of the woodwork. And if Donald Trump did win the election, but can't win in court, then it's a good providence of God that God wants people to know that evil got into power by cheating. If we study the scripture, we will find that the plan of God encompasses too many variables for any man to comprehend. And that is why faith is anticipating the good plan of God, regardless of the political outcomes. Now let's talk about where we are in this case of election fraud. Why should we even cover all of this news? I mean, after all, this is a program about the Bible, not the details of vote recounts. Well, because in reading the Old Testament books of Chronicles and the Kings, in the telling of the spiritual story, the inspired writers included the details of the battles, the changes in kings and administrations. So God's people ought to be aware of and learn from the details. There's a lot of material to cover here. Let's just start with the fact that on Wednesday, Sidney Powell filed a lawsuit against the state of Georgia. Remember, Sidney Powell is a lawyer who is going after fraud at the Dominion voting machine level, while Trump's lawyers, Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, is going after ballot fraud at the local level. Here are the headlines. Attorney Sidney Powell files lawsuit seeking Georgia election results to be decertified, awarded to Trump. It's 104 pages of filing. Powell and her team certainly have been busy. Quote, the lawsuit, which names Georgia's governor and secretary of state and the chair of Georgia's state election board, among the defendants, alleges multiple constitutional violations, citing fact witnesses, expert witnesses, and statistical impossibilities within the election results, and says tens of thousands of votes were impacted, enough to sway the state in favor of projected President-elect Joe Biden. The scheme and artifice to defraud was for the purpose of illegally and fraudulently manipulating the vote count to make certain the election of Joe Biden as the President of the United States. The lawsuit goes on to allege that election software and hardware produced by Dominion Voting Systems Corporation is where the massive fraud begins, stating the design and the features of the system software do not allow for a simple audit of misallocation, redistribution, and deletion of votes. there is incontrovertible physical evidence that security systems were breached and that voting machines were connected to the internet, a violation of state and federal law, according to the filing. Just to note, Georgia purchased Dominion voting machines and software back in July of 2019. And even at that time, the Democrats, led by the former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, argued that the machines were susceptible to tampering. And was the state of Texas that also rejected the Dominion voting machines because they weren't secure. Now, of course, a Dominion spokesperson told Fox News that Powell's claims are without merit. Quote, every vote from a Dominion device in Georgia is documented on an audible paper trail and creates a verifiable paper ballot available for hand counting. In fact, the Georgia hand counts, independent audits, and machine tests have all repeatedly affirmed that the machine counts were accurate. When a voter votes on a Dominion machine, they fill out their ballot on a touchscreen. They are given a printout copy, which they then give to local election officials for safekeeping. So Dominion is claiming it is foolproof because there's an actual paper ballot printed by the voting machine to verify the machine tabulation. And in reading popular news sites, you come away with this sense that Powell and her team are crackpots. You know, how can there be cheating when these machines print out paper ballots that can be checked against computer tabulation? And the mail-in ballots that were scanned into the machine can be verified. Even the Christian periodical World Magazine put out a piece calling into question these accusations of fraud. The article is entitled, Ensuring the Accurate Vote, Dominion Voting Systems and Other Election Software Have Vulnerabilities, but Layers of Security Guard Against Widespread Fraud. Then World Magazine called into question Breitbart, One American News Network, Eric Metaxas, and Trump allies for pushing claims of massive fraud at Dominion. But let's stop and think about this. People should not be so trusting. What is being overlooked here is that the head of Dominion strategy and security, Eric Krumer, said that they were going to make sure Trump lost. And Krumer, a computer genius, a PhD with software patents, is not going to leave a trail that's easy to find. We're not talking about amateurs here. And even with printed ballots, there are sophisticated ways to still cheat. The New York Review, December 17, 2019, How New Voting Machines Could Hack Our Democracy, by Jennifer Cohn. Quote, Congress appears poised to fund another generation of risky touchscreen voting machines called Universal Use Ballot Marking Devices, or BMDs, which function as electronic pens, marking your selections on paper on your behalf. Although vendors, election officials, and others often refer to this paper as a paper ballot, it differs from the traditional hand-marked paper ballot in that it is marked by a machine, which can be hacked without detection in a manual recount or audit. These pricey and unnecessary systems are sold by opaquely financed vendors who use donations and other gifts to entice election officials to buy them. Most leading election security experts instead recommend hand-marked paper ballots as a primary voting system, with an exception for voters with disabilities. These experts include Professor Rich DeMillo of Georgia Tech, Professor Andrew Appel of Princeton University, Professor Philip Stark of the University of California at Berkeley, Professor Duncan Buell at the University of South Carolina, Professor Alex Halderman at the University of Michigan, and Harry Hursty, who is considered one of the world's foremost experts on the topic of electronic voter security. These scholars warn that even a robust manual audit, known as a risk-limiting audit, cannot detect whether a BMD marked paper ballot has been hacked. And Andrew Appel, mentioned in this piece, has done extensive work on studies in voting technology. He has posted a number of scholarly articles, 10 ways to make voting machines cheat with plausible deniability, and design flaws in Dominion voting machines, and cheating with paper ballots, and Ballot marking devices cannot ensure the will of the voters. And an article, why voters should mark ballots by hand. And another article, ballot marking machines are not meaningfully auditable. Now, of course, I don't have time to explain all of Appel's findings, but they're quite convincing. Even with the computer putting out a paper ballot, the software can still be designed to cheat. Well, here's just one example of Appel's points. A now standard principle of computer-counted public elections is use a voter-verified paper ballot so that in case the voting machine cheats in counting the votes, the human doing an audit or recount can see the paper that the voter marked. But why would the voter machine cheat? Well, they're computers, and any computer may have security vulnerabilities that permit an attacker to modify or replace its software. We must presume that any voting machine might, at any time, be under the complete control of an attacker, an election thief. Any voting machine whose physical hardware can print votes onto the ballot after the last time the voter sees the paper is not a vote-verified paper ballot system and is not acceptable. The best way to implement this principle is to physically separate the ballot marking device from the scanning and tabulating device. The voter marks a paper ballot with a pen. Then after inspecting the paper ballot, the voter inserts the ballot into an optical scanner that is not physically capable of printing votes onto the ballot. And really, this is one of the points that Sidney Powell is making in her lawsuit, that the election should not be certified, not merely because fraud was found, but if you're looking for fraud, it's almost impossible to find because the system doesn't allow itself to be audited. The envelopes that were signed by mail-in voters have all been thrown out, and there's no way to tell if the machines printed out or tabulated the will of the voters. So, at the very least, this whole endeavor on the part of Congress and the states to spend billions to switch to ballot marking machines is one big failure. I mean, these agencies were warned that there is no security in these systems, they cannot be audited, and that they are in trouble ahead if the vote is ever challenged. So, one might be wondering whether Sidney Powell is going to have any success in her lawsuit. Well, now she has on her team the leading cybersecurity expert in America, Dr. Navid Keshavarz-Nia, a man who the New York Times touts as one of the nation's leading cybersecurity experts. In his 9-page affidavit, added to the Powell case, he states, I have advanced training from the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the DHS, Office of Intelligence and Analysis, and MIT. My expertise spans 35 years performing technical assessments, mathematical modeling, cyber attack patterns, and security intelligence. I conclude with the highest confidence that the election 2020 data were altered in all battleground states, resulting in hundreds of thousands of votes that were cast for President Trump to be transferred to Vice President Biden. These alterations were the result of systemic and widespread exploitable vulnerabilities in DVS, SCIDL SOE software, and Smartmatic systems that enable operators to achieve the desired results. In my view, the evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible. And some of the doctor's findings are that hammer and scorecard is real, not a hoax as the Democrats allege, and both pieces of software are used to manipulate election outcomes. Dominion, SCIDL, and Smartmatic are all vulnerable to fraud and voter manipulation, and the mainstream media reported on these vulnerabilities in the past. Dominion has been used in other countries to forge election results. Dominion corporate structure is deliberately confusing to hide relationships with Venezuela, China, and Cuba. Dominion machines are easily hackable. Dominion memory cards with cryptographic key access to the systems were stolen in 2019. The counts in the disputed states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, show electronic manipulation. The simultaneous decision in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia to pretend to halt counting votes was unprecedented and demonstrated a coordinated effort to collude toward desired results. 1-2% of the votes were forged in Biden's favor. Optical scanners were set to accept unverified, unvalidated ballots. The scanners failed to keep records for audits, an outcome that must have been deliberately programmed. Favorable votes poured in after hours for Biden that could not be accounted for by a Democrat preference for mail-in ballots. They demonstrated manipulation. For example, in Pennsylvania, it was physically impossible to feed 400,000 ballots into the machines within 2 or 3 hours. And finally, the system failed to produce any audible results. So in reference to all of this new testimony, the American Spectator put out a piece on Monday entitled, "The Legitimacy of Biden's Win is Being Buried by Objective Data. Emerging information from the states render his victory less and less plausible." Other positive news. The Trump campaign filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin claiming abuse of absentee voting affecting 220,000 ballots. The Trump campaign alleges tens of thousands of votes were cast well outside the bounds of Wisconsin law. And this is a real problem for Wisconsin because the Board of Election broke state law and given out ballots without voters requesting those ballots. Also in Georgia, after going back and forth, Powell's team got the state of Georgia to impound some of the voting machines right before state officials wanted to erase the data on the machines. And in Georgia, the Secretary of State has opened up 250 investigations into credible claims of illegal voting. So many more stories are coming in. I'm recording this program 5 days before it airs, and I expect more positive developments to happen throughout the week. But the bottom line is what we are seeing is going to be one big headache for the courts and for the Democrats. President Trump, in his very tactful style, tweeted out over the Thanksgiving Day weekend, "Biden can only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained." And you see what has happened in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, massive voter fraud. He has got a big unsolvable problem. So in a few months, the story might flip from when is Trump going to concede to when is Biden going to concede? And this is certainly a 1 Kings 12:15 moment. It's a turning of events from the Lord. Or in the book of Esther, Haman believes he's going to be honored, but instead Haman is humiliated and Haman has to honor his foe Mordecai. And then Haman hangs on the gallows that he built for Mordecai. God always brings down the proud and the mighty. The poetic irony is amazing. Because Daniel 4:25, God wants mankind to recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind, and he bestows it on whom he wishes. In Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom and no understanding and no counsel against the Lord. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube channel for the extended video version of this program is God and Country Biblical Exposition. There I include more examples and insights for each program. And as always, thank you for including God and Country as just one small part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we pray that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And the amazing truth in that prayer is that your will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are in complete control. And may each listener listening today become a recipient of the saving will of God. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.